you'll be hearing more about this to come, but 2021 will be the centennial of St. Rita Parish, founded March 24th, 1921. Sadly, we don't have bulletins going all the way back to then. Gutenberg was still beta testing his press in those days, but we do have written records that extend all the way to 1949, which means a written record for the construction of this church, consecrated by Archbishop Rummel in 1953. Our second pastor, Monsignor William Castell, was behind much of the planning, and he took to the bulletin a week before the dedication to make this prayer. May this magnificent new edifice that we will bless next Sunday help to propagate the faith and bring the graces of Christ's sacraments to thousands for perhaps centuries to come. Congratulations, you're part of an answered prayer from Monsignor Castell, at least, and congratulations to me, too. I've yet to destroy this magnificent edifice. The church is being dedicated, and Monsignor Castell is thinking about centuries to come. What boldness we can think. Now, this is more than from a healthy confidence in our levee and pumping systems. I think this is from a recognition of what it is to build a church. It's a bold act. If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple I have built? Solomon, in our first reading today, knows something of this bold action, having built a place for the ark to rest, for God to so clearly touch. The highest heavens can't contain him. A bricks and mortar building can't contain him. A host or chalice can't contain him. And yet God comes to us in those ways, rewards our boldness with greater boldness on his part. God comes to us again today, here. May we hold on to this, noticing his other approaches this day, and return again and again and again, along with others, for centuries to come.